better.
I can't hold this.
You just go.
Is it on?
Yeah, one more.
Light some more incense.
Yep. Shall I announce what? We're going to do a second set, which will be trading poems back and forth in the same order. Anne Waldman, Allen Ginsberg, Diane de Prima. I also want to say there's going to be a poetry reading with several excellent poets. Most Jackson McLow and George Quasha. Quasha travels. McLow rarely travels and is rarely, I don't think it's the first time he's ever been in this part of America. Thursday, on the 1st of August at 8 o'clock at the Backcountry Bookstore at 1133 Pearl Street. Jackson McLow and George Quasha. Yeah, where are you reading? And Diane is reading again for those who are from Denver or can get down there tomorrow night with Grant Fisher at the Changing Scene. Tomorrow night, what time? What time? 8:30.
This is a poem called Pressure. When I see you climb the walls, I climb them too. No way out of the cosmic mud hole. No way out of the telephone booth, the classroom, the VW bus, the igloo. No way out of the Quonset hut, the tea for two, the greenhouse, the waterproof tent, the motel room, the split-level ranch house, the hacienda, the chalet, the icy castle, the formidable mountain, the haunted house, the 747, the rickety porch, the lazy afternoon, my mother's house, Emily Dickinson's staircase, the hospital ward. No way out of Chicago or Cleveland or Detroit. No way out of the 60-story office building, the church, the temple, the mosque, the Long Island Railroad Station, the A train, the D train, the BMT, the 9th Street crosstown bus, the rain, the 10-inch snow piling up outside my window, the refreshingly hot shower. No way out of the pool room, the bowling alley, the noisy bar, the enormous bathtub, the Chinese restaurant, the delicatessen, the department store, the trolley. No way out of the desert, off the Alps, out of the tunnel, out of the river, the lake, the ocean, the bay, off the skis, out of the arena, out of the spotlight, the movie theater, the motion picture screen. No way out of the barn, the farm, the chicken coop, the stable, the hayloft. No way out of the doctorate, the BA, the MA, the tool shed, the library, my sneakers. No way out of Africa, no way off the jeep, the circus, the rodeo, the Donizetti opera, La Fille du Regiment. No escape from Joan Sutherland's astounding voice or the barking dogs chasing the deer weakened from a long winter. No escape from the guitar or the cello or the harpsichord, the mandolin. No escape from the mailman, the endless mail. No way out of the stationery store, the print shop, the newspaper office, the glossy IBM retail showroom on William Street, the poker game, the family dinner, the cocktail party, the birthday celebration. No way out of Christmas, off New Year's, out of Philadelphia, Texas, Littlestown, PA. No way out of the sleeping bag, no way, no way. No way out of the celery patch, the organic vegetable garden, the ancient forest, the deep ravine, the glistening valley, the starry night, the Louvre, the Met, the numerous art galleries of New York City and LA, the simple chat, no escape, the zoo, no escape, the coat hangers, no escape, the history of Russia, no escape, China, Japan, the history of music, no escape, the voices of the pygmies singing in the Aturi rainforest, Gamelan, Mozart's legacy, and Satie's. No way out of prison, no way off progress, off collapse, No way out of the White House or the Senate or the Capitol. No way, no way. No way out of money even when you're out of it. No way out of whippoorwills, swallows, gulls, the swimming pool, bellows, falls, the great chain of being, no escape. The magnetic field, no escape. The continental shelf, no escape. The Great Barrier Reef, no escape, no escape. The Piper Cub, no return. The next acceptance speech, no return. The last hurrah, the middle age. No way out of TV, no way off Mars, the moon, the sun's radiant energy, no way, no way. No way out of structural anthropology, or brain chemistry, or painkillers, or pain. No way off pleasure, the rainbow. No escape. The cab ride, no escape. The World Trade Center, no escape. The Amazon, no escape. Amazing Grace, no escape. Autumn, no escape. My window, no escape. And midnight, stubborn midnight, no escape. No return, no way off, no way out of midnight. Black midnight, deep midnight. Now coaxing midnight, gentle midnight, no escape.
Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House, or you'll go to Vajra hell. Stay away from New York City. It costs money to live there. Stay away from the country. The banks own all the air. Stay away from their electric. It'll whiten your beard hair. Stay away from smoking cigarettes. Allen Ginsberg, stay away. Stay your hand from off your camels. Allen, stay, please stay away. Stay away from nicotine and beer. It'll make you old and gay. Stay away from fucking broomsticks. It'll give you syphilis. Stay away from fucking rubber dolls, even if they got big tits. Stay away from 14-year-old boys. Fuck them once, they call it quits. Stay away, stay away. Oh, yes, yes, stay away from eating chemical donuts while Wall Street Dodgers play. Stay away from living death, though the army gives good pay. Stay away from capitalism and the boss's CIA. Stay away from the oil industry to steal your energy. Stay away from secret policemen when he calls you out to play. Stay away from Satan in the good old USA. Stay away from eating meatballs while the Wall Street Dodgers play. Stay away from the White House this year. Wish you a fine day. Stay away from all that jive. Yeah, stay away alive. Ripping off the niggas just to keep the band alive. Yeah, ripping off the niggas. How us white musicians thrive. Stay away from all them Jew boys with their Zionist delights. Stay away from all them Christians calling all them Jew boys kikes. Stay away from all them prophets, they'll just get you into fights. Stay away from all them Arabs with that murder on their mind. Stay away from State Department, they'll bow and scrape you blind. Stay away from Rockefeller, he blows up an oily wine. Stay away from Richard Nixon, yeah, he'll get you all in jail. He'll beat you and he'll punch you and he'll make your vision fail. And while he's got you, staying away from the White House, he will well, oh, stay away from my White House. I got it all my own. You can hear it in the basement, all them singing plumbers groan. Stay away, oh, all you Democrats. Except the hawks are blown. You can come into my White House, Senator Jackson Hawk. You're the one that loves the army. Billions you won't balk. Mr. Ford and CIA Colby, right in my door you walk. Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House. Stay away, I wish you well. Stay away from the White House or you'll go to Vajra hell. Stay away from Nirvana. Your ambition makes you blind. Stay away from Brahmaloka. You can only grasp the wind. Stay away from every heaven. You'll wake up in suffering mind. Come down, yeah. Come down to earth right here in Boulder. Make your mind I see clear. Come down to earth, happy summer, and I wish you a good cheer.
Couple of short poems from Revolutionary Letters. This was written on the day that you read that May 10th, 1972. I was driving out of Tassajara that day to read in Santa Cruz, and most of my audience was in jail. And I wrote this on the way to the reading for them, but they were mostly not there. It's called San Francisco Note, because that's where I was living then. I think I'll stay on this earthquake fault near this still-active volcano, in this armed fortress facing a dying ocean and covered with dirt, while the streets burn up and the rocks fly and pepper gas lays us out, 'cause that's where my friends are, you bastards. Not that you know what that means. Ain't gonna cop to it. Ain't gonna be scared no more. We all know the same songs, mushrooms, butterflies. We all have the same babies. Dig it. The woods are big. Take a good look at American history. I'm sorry. Take a good look at history, the American myth. Check sellout of revolution by the founding fathers. Constitution written by a bunch of gangsters to exploit a continent is what Charles Olson told me. Check Shay's Rebellion, Aaron Burr, Nathan Hale. Who wrote the history books where you went to school? Check Civil War. Maybe industrial North needed cheap labor. South had it. How many sincere movement people, writers, and radicals played into their hands? Check Haymarket trial. It broke the back of strong, wobbly movement. How many jailed, fined, killed to stop that one? What's happening to us has happened a few times before. Let's change the script. What did it take to stop the Freedom Riders? What have we actually changed? Month I was born, they were killing onion pickers in Ohio. Month that I write this, nearly 40 years later, they're killing UFWs in the state I'm trying somehow to live in. Let's rewrite the history books. History repeats itself only if we let it. And one more. This was written night of a benefit I was at with Alan to free the Becks and the Living Theater, who were in jail in Brazil at the time. Went home and wrote this after a long till 2 a.m. chant. Free, some of the people are now either dead or free or something else, but the poem is the same.
What date
was that? 71.
71?
Summer 71. Free Julian Beck. Free Timothy Leary. Free 7 million starving in Pakistan. Free all political prisoners. Free Angela Davis. Free Soledad Brothers. Free Martin Sobel. Free Sacco and Vanzetti. Free Big Bill Hayward. Free Sitting Bull. Free Crazy Horse. Free all political prisoners. Free Billy the Kid. Free Jesse James. Free all political prisoners. Free Nathan Hale. Free Joan of Arc. Free Galileo and Bruno and Eckhart. Free Jesus Christ. Free Socrates. Free all political prisoners. free all political prisoners. All prisoners are political prisoners. Every pot smoker, a political prisoner. Every hold-up man, a political prisoner. Every forger, a political prisoner. Every angry kid who smashed a window, a political prisoner. Every whore, pimp, murderer, a political prisoner. Every pederast, dealer, drunk driver, burglar, poacher, striker, strike breaker, rapist, polar bear at San Francisco Zoo, political prisoner. Ancient wise turtle at Detroit Aquarium, political prisoner. Flamingos dying in Phoenix Tourist Park, political prisoners. Otters in Tucson Desert Museum, political prisoners. Elk in Wyoming, grazing behind barbed wire, political prisoners. Prairie dogs poisoned in New Mexico, war casualties. Mass grave of Wyoming gold eagles, a battlefield. Every kid in school, a political prisoner. Every lawyer in his cubicle, a political prisoner. Every doctor brainwashed by AMA, a political prisoner. Every housewife, a political prisoner. Every teacher lying through sad teeth, a political prisoner. Every Indian on reservation, a political prisoner. Every black man, a political prisoner. Every faggot hiding in bar, a political prisoner. Every junkie shooting up in John, a political prisoner. Every woman, a political prisoner. Every woman, a political prisoner. You are a political prisoner, locked in tense body. You are a political prisoner, locked in stiff mind. You are a political prisoner, locked to your parents. You are a political prisoner, locked to your past. Free yourself. Free yourself. I am political prisoner, locked in anger habit. I am political prisoner, locked in greed habit. I am political prisoner, locked in fear habit. I am political prisoner, locked in dull senses. I am political prisoner, locked in numb flesh. Free me. Free me. Help to free me. Free yourself. Help to free me. Free yourself. Help to free me. Free Barry Goldwater. Help to free me. Free Governor Wallace. Free President Nixon. Free J. Edgar Hoover. Free them. Free yourself. Free them. Free yourself. Free yourself. Free them. Free yourself. Help to free me. Free us. Dance.
Meditation written on a plane back from India to New York City, Delhi to New York City, after reading Time magazine. It echoes Diane's poem. And it's called Empty Speech. Empty city, citizens gone to play by the sea. Empty Australia, Aborigines fade. Empty London, empty Paris, empty sleepless night, empty magic, empty body, no one touching, empty oil embargo, inflated nations, empty words, empty dollars and empty industrial zones, empty chemicals and empty cutbacks, empty growth rate, empty survey and empty team of specialists, empty Tokyo, empty of air, empty economy, empty jet economy, empty Italian auto industry, empty jail, empty trouble, empty morsel, empty region below the clouds, empty coins and calendars, empty video, empty flower arrangement, Empty console, empty glory stops glowing. Empty lottery, empty chagrin falls. Empty corridor, empty labor, empty slumber. Empty multicolored planet, empty instant, empty inner moon, escape trajectory, empty obedience, empty perfection. Empty Hong Kong harbor, empty medicine. Empty Russian currency, hollow druggy eyes. Empty intimacy, spineless villains. Empty tainted future, incipient lust and anger. Empty reptiles, volcanic temper. Empty-headed sheep, empty shotgun, empty privileges. Empty Mexican crockery, empty glass elevators. Disappearing rooftops, self-lubricating motor. Empty steel factory, empty bombing army. Empty murdering army. Empty artist, empty contrast. Empty technology, empty tents, useless gadgets, empty lunar months. Empty extinction, empty accuracy, empty speed and proficiency. Empty living expenses, empty radiator, empty turkey. Empty pastoral photographs, empty impossible scheme, empty legend of the Old West, empty heroes and heroines, empty mannequins, empty flamboyancy, empty Alaskan tundra, empty Orlando, Florida, empty scant doubt, empty anticipation, empty handouts, empty chair and empty power, empty river basin, empty gloom, empty song, no marrow, empty land development corporation, no bones, empty millionaire airlines, empty mild recession, empty imagination, colorless dreams, empty nests, birds flown, empty books, pages torn, empty Pentagon, empty allegiance, empty bribes, empty tricks, lost illusions, empty surfaces dissolving, head full of empty words.
Yahweh and Allah, battle. Yahweh with atom bomb. Allah cuts throat of infidels. Yahweh's armies beat down the neighboring tribes. Will Red Sea waters close and drown the armies of Allah? Israel's tribes worshiping the golden calf. Moses broke the tablet of the law. Zalman Schachter, Lubavitcher Rebbe, Shlomo Kalbach, what do you say? Stone commandments broken on the ground. Sufi Sam, Pir Velayat Khan, what do you say? Will the prophet's companions dance, circled round synagogue, while Jews daven, bearded, electric inside? Both gods terrible, awful, Yahweh, Allah. Both hook-nosed gods, circumcised. Yahweh, Allah, which unreal? Which stronger illusion? What god's got the stronger army? Who gives the most frightening command? Which god tribes more numerous? What god maintain egohood in Gan Eden? Which be nameless? Which god enter the abyss of light? The world of gods, warriors, humans, animals and flowers, hell beings, even hungry ghosts, all transient, die. All Jews, all Muslims will die. All Israelis, all Arabs, pig, snake, cock, eat each other's tails and perish. Cairo's millions and Jerusalem's multitudes both suffer death's dream armies in battle. Yeah. Let tribes wander to tin camps at cold Europe's border returned again? Yea, let the million sit in desert shanty towns with tin cups? I'm a Jew who cries, Allah! Buddha, circumcised, snake bringing apples to Eden, alien, wanderer, caller of the great call. What prophet, born on this ground, bound me eternally to Palestine, circled by armies, tanks, droning bomber machines, radar, electric computers? What mind directed Irgun, Stern Gang, Al-Fatah, Black September? Meyer Lansky? Nixon? Shah? Brezhnev? Hussein? One-Eyed Dian? Golda Meir retiring to shade? Kissinger? Bound me with arms? Hitler and Stalin sent me here! Weizmann and Ben-Gurion sent me here! Nasser and Sadat sent me here! Arafat sent me here! Messiah sent me here! God sent me here! Hungary sent me here! Buchenwald sent me here! Vietnam sent me here! Milay sent me here! Lidice sent me here! My mother sent me here! I was born here, in Israel! Arab, circumcised! My father at a coffee shop in Jerusalem. One day the soldiers came and told him to walk down road, hands up, walk away, leave house, business forever. The Israelis sent me here. The Sphinx and Pyramid sent me here. Yahweh and Allah sent me here. Abraham will take me to his bosom. Muhammad will guide me to paradise. Christ sent me here to be crucified. Buddha will wipe all this out and destroy the world. The New York Times and Cairo editorialist Haikal sent me here. Commentary and Palestine Review sent me here. The International Zionist Conspiracy sent me here. Syrian politicians sent me here. Heroic pan-Arab nationalists sent me here. They're sending armies to my side. The Americans and Egyptians are sending bombing planes, tanks. Russians help me battle for my righteous house, my soul's dirt, my spirit's nation, my body's boundaries, myself's territory, my Zionist homeland, my Palestinian inheritance. The communist, capitalist, and third world peoples, republics, dictatorships, police states, socialisms, and democracies are all sending deadly weapons to my aid. I shall triumph over the enemy, maintain my separate identity, proud history evermore, defend my own bodies here, this holy land, this hill, Golgotha, never forget, never get off of, never relinquish, inhabit eternal under Allah, Christ, Yahweh, forever, one God. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, La ilaha Oy. Ah, who? Oy. Ah, who? Shalom, Shanti, Salam.
This is a poem called Ave, Ave like an Ave Maria. I wrote it about, it was sort of prefatory to the beginning, to Loba starting. I wrote it about a month before Loba began. Okay. It's kind of a poem to all the street women in the world. Sense of myself as stray woman with baby wandering over globe kind of poem. Oh, lost moon sisters, crescent in hair, sea underfoot, do you wander in blue veil, in green leaf, in tattered shawl, do you wander with gold leaf skin, with flaming hair, do you wander on Avenue A, on Bleecker Street, do you wander on Rampart Street, on Fillmore Street, do you wander? With flower wreath, with jeweled breath, do you wander? Footprints shining, mother of pearl behind you, moonstone eyes in which the crescent moon with gloves, with hat, in rags, in fur, in beads, under the waning moon, hair streaming in black rain, wailing with stray dogs, hissing in doorways, shadows you are that fall on the crossroads, highways. Jaywalking, do you wander? Spitting, do you wander? Mumbling and crying, do you wander? Aged and talking to yourselves. With roving eyes, do you wander? Hot for quick love, do you wander? Weeping, you're dead. Naked, you walk. Swathed in long robes, you walk. Swaddled in death shroud, you walk. Backwards, you walk. Hungry, hungry, hungry. Shrieking, I hear you. Cursing, I hear you. Praying, I hear you. You lie with the unicorn. You lie with the cobra. You lie in the dry grass. You lie with the yeti. You flick long cocks of satyrs with your tongue. You are armed. You drive chariots. You tower above me. You are small. You cower on hillsides, out of the winds. Pregnant, you wander. Barefoot, you wander. Battered by drunk men, you wander. You kill on steel tables. You birth in black beds. Fetus you tore out stiffens in snow. It rises like new moon. You moan in your sleep. Digging for yams, you wander. Looking for dope, you wander. Playing with birds, you wander. Chipping at stone, you wander. I walk the long night seeking you. I climb the sea crest seeking you. I lie on the prairie, batter at stone gates, calling your names. You are coral. You are lapis and turquoise. Your brain curls like shell. You dance on hills. Hard substance woman, you whirl. You dance on subways. You sprawl in tenements. Children lick at your tits. You are the hills, the shape and color of mesa. You are the tent, the lodge of skins, the hogan, the buffalo robes, the quilt, the knitted afghan. You are the cauldron and the evening star. You rise over the sea. You ride the dark. I move within you, light the evening fire. I dip my hand in you and eat your flesh. You are my mirror image and my sister. You disappear like smoke on misty hills. You lead me through dream forest on horseback. Large gypsy mother, I lean my head on your back. I am you, and I must become you. I have been you, and I must become you. I am always you. I must become you. Ay-ya. Ay-ya. Ah. Ay-ya. Ay-ya. Ah. Ah. Mayama. Mayama. Om Star Mother Ma Om. Mayama. Ah.
Chant, as the chant "Ah" began and ended with poem, finished with "Since the evening's over," as life must be also. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhisvaha, gone, gone, gate, gate, ga.
Absolutely gone.
Ga, Sanskrit. Go,
totally,
ga, gone.
Gone.
Gate, gone, gone.
Completely, utterly gone.
Completely gone?
Gone.
Paragate. Paragate. Para, like parapsychology. Paragon. No. Paragon. Big gone. Completely gone. Big high gone. 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 Highly gone.
Highly gone.
And then utterly, completely gone.
And parasamgate. Para, you know the Latin para, or the same root Sanskrit, Indo-European. Para. Sam, summa. Completely, most high gone, or completely, utterly gone.
Parasamgate,
Bodhi.
Awakened mind. Svaha. Salutations. Gatte, gatte, paragatte, parasamgatte, bodhisvaha. Gatte, gatte, paragatte, parasamgatte, bodhisvaha. Gatte, gatte, paragatte, parasamgatte, bodhisvaha. Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, 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 bodhisvaha.